podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Oh, God. I'm genuinely nervous. I'm genuinely a bit nervous.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. I think that, you know, you should be... Should I be putting your mind at rest at this point? Because I'm not going to. Prepare to be exposed for the fraud you really are. That's, you know...
Mate, I've been exposed plenty of times before. We can add one more to the list.
Let's Why do not? This! Come on! Welcome along. It's my mate Porter Toaster. Thrilled I am this week to be joined by the fabulous Jack Mate. Now, Jack, all the A's in your name. Jack Mate. How do I say this? Jack Mate. Like, there's A's everywhere. Tell me. I mean, I'm just going to call you Jack, right?
Yeah, you can call me Jack. Okay. People think that I put all those A's in just because I'm from Norfolk, so I, like, elongate my vowels anyway. So I'll be like, Jack Mate. But the truth is, Jack Mate was taken. So I was about 16, so I just thought it'd be cool to have a couple of extra A's in, but I mean, apparently not.
It's one thing to grab a Hotmail address. You know, my friend Kelly, her Hotmail address is, and I'm sure she'll be thrilled that I'm telling my listeners this, her Hotmail address is, and this is because she grabbed it when she was like 11 or 12, itchynips@hotmail.com. And that's now, and we're now 40, and that's what she's still known as, itchynips. And but she, Jack, has not built a massive, huge, incredibly impressive social media career off the back of that one click when you were 16 years old. What a moment that was when you became Jack Mate.
I tell you what, mate, Itchy Nip sounds like a new kind of funky PR company that could be in Shoreditch or something. So she's missed a trick there, I think. She's missed a trick. But thank you for the kind words. Yeah, I hate the term influencer. That makes me sick in my mouth every time.
But
I'm very privileged to be a YouTuber, especially in 2020 when... That seems like everyone and their dog is doing it. So yeah,
of course,
happy days,
of course. But also, what I love about YouTubers is when I was first talking about them a few years ago, and people, you know, as someone who's done bits and bobs, and people talked about YouTubers, and it was kind of like, what is this? What are these upstarts? But then when you look at what YouTubers do, and then my kids are really into YouTubers, and when you look at it, you're like, hang on, they're just doing exactly the same thing in a completely democratized like way of doing it. You just get out there, you do your thing. And in a way, what you're doing with YouTube is exactly what generations before did the Edinburgh Fringe or whatever it was. Like, it's just the new way of doing it. It's brilliant.
I love hearing that, mate. I really do, because to be a stand-up is like a little bit of a dream of mine. And I've been privileged enough to have some people that I admire on my podcast, such as Jack Whitehall and Daniel Sloss and people like that. And they've said a similar thing. And that makes me feel a lot better, because I see them on a completely different plane to me. And of course they are in terms of how successful they are.
I mean, those two are on a different plane. Those two are on a plane to Los Angeles. So they're not a good example.
But no, yeah, that's a nice reassuring thing to hear.
It's
you
true,
say
it's true.
One day I will get out there, mate, and I will do it, but right now, especially in 2020, my bedroom's the safest place, I think.
I know socially distanced stand-up is YouTubing, and that is the truth of it. But also what I love what I love about the stuff that YouTubers do is they make the connection with their audience in the same way that, you know, my passion is stand-up, but also is doing radio, because I love the intimacy of it and I love the connections that radio presenters have. And I love that, you know, growing up listening to the radio, the soap opera built around radio shows. And that's exactly what you guys are doing. You're building the soap opera of your lives and putting it out there for people to connect with. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, no, it's nice, mate. It's nice, especially with what I do. I like to keep that kind of the kind of honesty, because I feel like a lot of YouTubers have somewhat lost that. So for example, like what I do is when I get a brand deal, I make it very clear that I'm getting paid money.
Yes,
and,
yes,
like,
yes.
That half the reason that I'm promoting this brand is because of the money. Because ultimately, like if we're all kind of adults, like we know why YouTubers do this kind of thing now. And I think the more you try and sugarcoat it and hide stuff from your audience, the less authentic you become. And then I think that's just something that I've managed to keep as I've grown. So yeah, I'm very, very happy with how it's all going, mate. Very, very privileged.
Okay, this is good. This is exactly how we like to start the podcast. I've blown lots of smoke up your ass. You've talked about You've talked about wanting to be honest, and now I've butted you up. Now we can go deep with the honesty.
Yeah.
I am inside your Amazon. Do you feel me inside your Amazon? Do you feel me?
Not yet, mate, but I'm sure as you tell me the first embarrassing thing, I'm going to feel you penetrating. Yes, for sure.
This is a very, I wouldn't say this is penetration. I would say this is just a light tickle. 2013, Jack Dean.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You go that far back.
Oh, welcome to My Mate Bought a Toaster. Yes, yes, yes.
God's sake.
Oh, were you not warned? Oh, too late now, mate. It's all about the honesty. You're a YouTuber. Come on, this is what you do.
I'll tell you the truth, mate. When you emailed me yesterday and you said, send me your Amazon details, I was like, what details do you need? And then this morning I checked out your Gabby Logan episode and I was like, he actually goes in. He doesn't just sit there and go, what have you bought off Amazon? So I spent the 20 minutes before coming on just having a look, but I've only looked at my 2019 purchases. So God knows what you're going to find in 2013, but we'll find out.
You're going to have a perfect slick response ready for 2019. To be honest, 2013, there's no shame in buying 100 grey postage mailing bags. There's no shame in that. What's going on, Jack? Come on.
I can't remember that. I'm sure that would have been some kind of like terrible quality bit of merchandise that I was sending out to people back then. I'm 100 seems a lot, to be fair. I think there's probably 12 people and my nan were watching back then.
So,
but yeah,
so 100 people, 100 postage mailing bags and 250 self-adhesive address labels. So are you sending stuff out off the back of your YouTube channel, which by 2013 you've already set up, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. 2008, I think I set my YouTube channel up.
Okay. So you were fairly up and running. All right, fine. Well, let's skip on ahead to 2014 now. And we can see, look, Jack's starting to spread his wings. He's only gone and spent £59 on the Softbox Studio Continuous Lighting Kits. Gorgeous.
I tell you what, I still use them. I've still got them here today. So
no way.
That shows how much I reinvest back into the company, doesn't it?
Amazing.
Yeah, still got them, mate.
You've also spent, again, 25 mailing postal bags. Strong.
Oh, God, I love my bags. I love my postal bags.
What do you send out? Do you have lots of Jackmate merch then?
I do indeed, mate. I do indeed. More. I mean, this year, I think we really stepped it up again, a level sort of thing. And I've brought my fiance on to work full time on the channel. And she kind of was across my merch for a couple of months. And we had, what did I have now? I think I had 4,000 t-shirts delivered.
Wow.
And a lot of YouTubers, they use these like third party companies. So they send them out direct from the depot. But I had all of these t-shirts come to mine. And I live top floor flat. So this poor delivery guy had to bring 28 massive boxes of t-shirts up my stairs. And it was just an absolute nightmare. I did feel bad for him. I should have helped.
Yeah. Were you like, sorry, mate, social distancing? Can you live on the doorstep? Sorry.
Yeah, 100%.
All the way in here, please.
Oh,
October 2014, the dry wipe board, a lightweight whiteboard, I think, with a...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you've got some dry wipe markers as well there. So you've got a whiteboard with markers. Great. Mm. Very nice.
Mate, that was actually... if I can just speak about that for a second, that was actually... I'm not joking. I'm not just hyping this up for the podcast. That is probably in my top three most... important purchases I've ever made in my life.
Oh my god, yes, come on, let's do this. Why
because I think I always say to people, I was doing YouTube for like 7 years before I started to make any money from it. And then I left my mum's house and I moved in with my uncle just to try and save up a bit of money for my rent. And I wasn't ever taking YouTube serious. I just thought it was just like, oh, it's just a website. You upload a couple of clips every now and then. And then a few of my friends online started to make some money. So I was lazy for many, many years. And then I thought, right, one day I was just sat in my little room at my uncle's little, it looks like a crack den, essentially.
And, hello to your uncle, if he's listening. Great. Thanks for the support. I don't live in your ship hit anymore. I've moved on.
So I was in this little room and I was like, I really need to try and make something in my life. So I invested in a whiteboard. I screwed it into my uncle's wall. Yeah. I was going to say my granddad then. He's not on crack.
Okay. Great PR for Norfolk, as ever.
as if we need the great PR. And I split the whiteboard up into loads of little sections. It was like a monthly view. And I just promised myself it was either 2014 or the year, but I can't remember what it was, but I promised myself that I'd just say yes to any opportunity that come into my inbox. And for a year, for 12 months, I said yes to everything. I was back and forth to London and writ it all on the whiteboard. And I literally saw like the foundations for what I do now become a reality because of that whiteboard.
No
so
way.
Yeah, mate. That's, yeah, that's a very important purchase.
That's beautiful.
There we go.
Right. When you want to, you know, write the Jackmate autobiography and it's called The Whiteboard of Destiny, like, that is fucking great. So what you mean is, you get emails, you get contact, you say yes to everything, and this whiteboard is where everything comes together. This is where it all congregates and you start to organize the beginning, the foundations of this incredible career you've got.
Yeah, 100%, mate, 100%. Because before then, I didn't take it serious. So people would like invite me down to London for an event or to do this, that, and I'd just be like, nah, because I was probably going out to the pub with my mates or whatever. So that whiteboard was just a constant because like this room was a terrible little tiny room, and all I had was a bed and a whiteboard and my computer. So everything went on there, and that was just kind of like my constant reminder to stay on track and try and make something happen. So I owe a lot to that whiteboard. Maybe I'll call my autobiography White and Bored.
Oh,
there we go.
Come on. Dude, that is, I want copyright of that because you came up with that on my podcast. So I own 80% of that because that is a genius.
80%.
All right. I am bored.
Seems intense.
It's fantastic. Okay, good. To be honest, I've always been a fan of the stationery. Like when I was a kid, I was in charge of the stationery cupboard at school. And I just loved, I loved organizing the stationery. I loved having all that stuff because of the way that it would give, it would anchor everything. It felt like there was order and sort of logic there. And it's fascinating that your crazy career of, you know, I know what it's like when you've got a job which involves basically 8,000 side hustles, trying to say yes to everything. It's this crazed, like a spider making its web on caffeine. That is essentially what your career is. And to have this whiteboard, I know that means a lot, you know, that central gravity is important.
For sure. I think it was just that organized, like you just said, really, that I needed that organization because I didn't have a girlfriend back then. Fiona sorts all my stuff now, but like I didn't have that back then. So I guess the whiteboard was my girlfriend. I can't believe I've just said that. So that's on there now. You can't edit that out. God, there we go.
If she's listening to this now, she'll be like, right, fine. You have the whiteboard back. If you love it so much, marry it. Unbelievable. That is great.
We like to listen to toast, and we're not the kind who would boast. And even in spite of the host, we still like to listen to toast. La, la, la.
All right, so we've established a lot today. Jackmate likes to fuck stationery. Let's move on to 2015. Yeah. There we go.
Take me to Ryman's anyway.
Actually, do you know what, mate? Literally, talking of stationery you could have sex with, you've bought 100 A3 postal tubes.
Did I?
Yeah, August 2015. I mean, that's an orgy right there.
Orgy! Dearie me. I didn't think we were going to go down this road today.
No, that's my brain. Apologies.
Yeah, again, mate, just sending out posters, that one.
Okay, good.
Not as exciting as the whiteboard, I'm afraid.
No, look, again, 100 mailing postal bags. There's a lot of bags. There's a lot of labels. Here we go. 8th of August 2015, Jack. Frankie's story on Prime Video. What is Frankie's story?
Frankie's story.
Do you know what? It's part of Accused. The dramatic series follows six separate stories of people accused of crimes.
Oh, that's mad. Yeah, this is like, from what I can remember, this is a BBC drama. This is a one-off. It might be part of a series, but I remember each story being an individual story. So you could literally just watch this episode. Yep. And I remember growing up, I watched this with my mum. I imagine I was a kid. I can't remember, but I remember staying up late to watch it. And I just thought it was incredible. And mate, this is, you've just unlocked a memory there, like something that I've just completely forgotten for years. It was about a bloke that went in the army and he was getting bullied by his other sort of army mates. So hell of a show that, and I completely wiped that from my brain. And because you've unlocked that memory for me, I'm gonna go and watch that again later.
Well, write a note to yourself on the whiteboard: watch Accused. By Jimmy McGovern, of course. Jimmy McGovern, complete genius, starring Christopher Eccleston, Mackenzie Crook, Andy Serkis. What a cast. I'd forgotten about this show as well. This is fantastic, isn't it?
What's the title of the thing? I just want to whack that into Google.
Accused. So it's called
Accused.
I mean, should we just... And this one's called... Should we just sack off the podcast and watch this together? This would probably be a better listen. This is episode two, Frankie's Story. I would say, though, Jack, that I can see where you stopped watching it on here, because it's so you've watched episode two, Frankie's Story, and you got 16 minutes in, so yeah, really good.
Sorry, I'm choking on a drink there.
See, I imagine that's because it's like my third or fourth watch.
I love that. I love we can see that, the honesty. Oh, it's a really great show, I love it so much. Did you not enough to get to minute 17?
That's like me doing a brand deal.
Yes, exactly. So all right, hang on a second, I've just got to log back into your account, because you'll be pleased to know Jack, that Amazon kicks me out regularly when I do this.
Oh, does
yeah,
it? Does
which
it?
Is a sign.
I wonder what your computer thinks, the amount of Amazon like logins you've used. Like,
I know. I genuinely worry about that. And also, do you know what's really awful is every time I start to record, I see that I'm still logged in to last week's guest. So right now, I shit you not a jot, Jack, I could just see what Makita Oliver has bought this week.
Oh, amazing. And the power that you have.
I know, but do you know what? The weird thing is, you feel really bad. As soon as I realised I was in Makita's Amazon, I was like, oh, no, I can't do it. Unless I've got someone with me whose account it is, it feels instantly really appalling. Like,
that's your moral compass shining through.
I know, I've got a moral compass. That is breaking news. All of the revelations today. All right, let's move on to 2016, Jack, mate, and see what else have we got here. Oh, look at this. Anker PowerCore premium portable charger. Oh yeah, bloody hell, 58 quid you've coughed up for this.
Is that a massive one?
Yeah, it must be. 58 quid.
Yeah, I think that. What year did you say? 2015. That was
16. We're on now.
16. Yeah. Tell you that. What that was, because I was going to Glastonbury, first ever time at Glastonbury, and I needed a charger to get me and my girlfriend's phones going the whole weekend. So that's Still use it now, mate. Still use it now. I can vouch.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's a pretty good... See, and you're not sponsored for that. That is a genuine...
No,
that is
not sponsored.
An actual outpouring of love for Anker PowerCore. 26,800. The premium.
10 charges you get in that bad boy.
Honestly, Anker should be paying thousands for this kind of stuff. Talk to me about going to Glastonbury. Were you at this point in 2016, let's talk about the fame of the YouTubers, because this is another thing that happens when my nieces love YouTubers as well. And there was one nearby recently and they went absolutely crazy because they wanted to see him. Have you had, like, at Glastonbury in 2016, were you being hounded or were you still anonymous at that point?
So I really blew up in the context of sort of how my
sorry to hear that.
my kind of blow up was 2017.
Okay.
So 2016, for a bit of context, I imagine I had about 200,000 subscribers, and going into 2018, I think I was on about 800,000.
So how many have you got now?
I've got 1.4 million now. Yeah. 1.4 mil. So it's, I mean, not all of them will still watch my videos. They're still subscribed, but I don't get 1.4 million views per video. That would be nice. But to answer your question, Glastonbury, I think it was just a handful of people here and there. Just, it's always absolutely lovely at festivals though, because everyone's on such good vibes and often very jolly. So, it's all love. It is all love. And that was my first time at Glastonbury. So, Have you ever been?
Yeah. I've been two or three times. I mean, I say two or three because genuinely some of them, I don't know, maybe because of the love you're talking about, Jack, some of them are a bit of a daze and I don't quite remember everything that happened.
There's a lot of love going around there.
There's a lot of love at Glastonbury. I really enjoy them. Like you say, I think that one of the ways to get through it is you have to have this kind of dickhead amnesty. Like, do you know what I mean? Maybe when you go there, you just have to go, there's going to be people barging into me, it's going to be like full on, and you just have to go, it, like you say, it's all love. And if you get in that frame of mind, you have the best time. However, one year I went with a broken arm. I'd broken my wrist a week before. Yeah, man. And it was one of the darkest weekends of my life because everyone kept barging into my arm and I was in constant pain. So,
mate, that's I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. No. I don't want to one up you on your own podcast, mate. But let me tell you my nightmare festival experience.
Yes.
I went to although Bleach has been my friend throughout the years, I am a ginger man.
Me too. And, yes.
Welcome to the world of pain. And I was at where was I now? I was at the festival many moons ago. We all make mistakes, and I was I'm a tall lad as well, so I'm 6'3", and I was in a crowd watching. I think I was watching The Enemy or something like that, and I didn't have a top on, and I didn't take a top to the arena, so I could feel my skin burning.
Oh.
And I could, but to the point where I can actually feel it kind of sizzling. So I borrow my friend's t-shirt, I go back to the campsite, and everyone that touches me, I'm fuming. Like, this is the next level. I take my top off, and I've never seen anything like it. I mean, if you're easily grossed out, then I'd suggest skipping the next 15 seconds. But so I took my t-shirt off, and where my skin hadn't broken, but there had been like a collection of pus. I can only describe what it looks like, sat like bubbles of tree sap on my body. And I had to get a key. I got a key and pressed it in, and I was just covered in sticky pus, which looked like Tizer
or
Iron Brew. And I had to, and how do you wash when you're at a festival? Like, I don't really know. Like, I was just getting bottles of water and putting them over me, but it was just the worst experience of my life, mate.
Did you have to bail out, or did you sort of plow on through?
I ploughed on through. I had one more day, but because this was in the height of being like a prime teenager, yeah, I'd actually booked to go to Reading 2 days later. So I got back home, I got in the bath, and I was screaming the house down, and it kind of like crystallized on my body. And then I went to Reading, and it was just I was like walking like Peter Crouch doing the robot. Like, it was just it was an absolute nightmare, mate. But yeah, no, sorry to hear about your wrist.
Yeah. It really hurt. Actually, some people barged into it, Jack. So I think we'll call that one all. We'll call that one all.
Well, it's a quiz, but this time it's a podcast.
Yes.
With me, Makita Oliver.
I was going to go with that at first, you know, I really was.
I love a quiz.
I'm nervous.
Aww. How many edges does a 20p have?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God, I'm doing so badly.
We will quiz, we will chat, and then we will repeat. Forever. Just search Quiz Chat Repeat in your podcast app.
My matey potato roaster.
All right, let's move on now. 2017, Jack. So this is the year you blew up, and I can tell that you blew up this year.
Oh.
Because you've obviously gone a little bit like, I don't know, you've pimped yourself up here. There's an element of bling that's come into your life now, Jack.
Is there?
Yeah, mate.
Is there? Go on.
The Grills Premium 18 Karat Gold Plated Teeth Caps. Mate, you're not doing that well. Fuck, who do you think you are, honestly?
How much were they?
I mean,
go
it's
on.
Big dollar. But are you sure you're happy for me to share this with your
yeah,
audience?
Yeah, go on.
$12.95.
That was because I dressed up as Post Malone for Halloween.
Okay.
That was so. Am I right in thinking that must have been early October time? I bought them.
17th of October, please.
There we go. So I left it a bit late. But yeah, there we go. I dressed up as Post Malone. I went for a phase of really liking him. So.
Did you get someone to write "Always Tired" on your face?
I don't think he
hadn't had, didn't he hadn't had done them yet.
Yeah, mate. I was a hipster for Postie. I was a hipster. I can certainly show you some photos after this. It was not a good it was not good.
Can you share those with me and I can tweet them? Thank you very much in advance for
that. No problem.
Your humiliation is my retweets. So okay, good. So yeah, lots of dressing up. Look, a lady's black braided wig, rasta wig. Was that for Post Malone?
Yeah, that's for Post Malone. We have to try and cut it up and make it fit. And that's probably, like, it's a rasta wig, so that's probably why it didn't look good. Like, it did not look like Post Malone whatsoever. I think he, at the time, I think he had, I can't remember what he had, but it wasn't that.
Right, right. Okay, okay, fine. All right, yeah. Lots of costume bits going on here in 2017. I'm sort of struggling to see any indication that the blow-up has happened. I guess March 2017, maybe this is what caused your numbers to skyrocket when you bought the Joby GorillaPad original tripod. You know, you get a Joby and the world is your roaster.
I think, mate, it was November 2017 where because it all happened in like the space of a month.
What happened?
I uploaded a video. I reviewed Zoella's. She's a popular female YouTuber, and yeah. She released an advent calendar for Christmas. It only had 12 doors, and it cost £50,
yes.
And it had a whole array of terrible items in. And I reviewed it. It was quite a scathing review. I think it was actually called My Honest Brutal Review. It was a bit of a comedy sketch, really. I did it in the style of a beauty vlogger, as if it was her doing it. And it blew up, mate. The video just went mental. And that was kind of like the break that I've been looking for all the way through. So it's very, like, that calendar is still very, very much synonymous with what I do now. Like, I always bring it back and make little jokes and stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, shout out to Zoella, because I certainly owe her my career.
Did she find out about it? Did she see it?
She's not a big fan of me, mate. I'll be honest with you. She's not a big fan of me. I'll tell you, the day I uploaded that video, the next day, or 2 days after, Boots slashed the price of it from £50 to £25.
Oh, my God.
She had to make a video apologising. And I mean, like, ultimately, at the heart of this video, it was a comedy sketch. So I wasn't trying to be too harsh on her, but it was terrible. So to give you a bit of context, in one of the days you get 7 stickers. This is £50 advent calendar.
And it didn't even have 24 days on the advent calendar.
I know, it was half an advent calendar. Oh. It was mental. And one of the balls, one of the days had a ball of fluff.
No, sorry. What?
It was like a pom pom. Do you know? Like a pom pom with a little key ring on it. And then there was so one day you got some. I think you got a pencil, but then the next day you got the pencil case. So I didn't even want to put it in the same one.
Wow.
It was truly, because people often ask me. They say, Jack, do you feel bad for making that video? Now, obviously, I wouldn't want to hurt anybody's career or do anything too damning like that, but that product was genuinely so bad that it was that's why the video's popular, I guess, because it was a funny comedy sketch.
You hit the mark that was a good takedown. There's nothing wrong with doing that at all, especially if she's, I mean, the thing I'm still most annoyed about is that she didn't even do 24 days. That is outrageous.
I know. Yeah, that was a big thing for me as well. I think it was the 12 days of Christmas or something like that. But I say that, I'm now doing an advent calendar.
Is it full of strong plastic
bags? No, you've cut me off there. I've made it sound like I'm doing an advent calendar. I promise you I'm not. I don't know when this is going out, but I'm doing a 12 advent calendar series, and I thought it'd be funny if I just did 12 of them instead of 24. Still very much riding that Zoella wave.
Okay, good. Yeah. Even though Zoella would hope you would drown underneath that wave.
You're not wrong at all.
Sadly, not yet. Well, Zoella's coming on the pod next week, so we'll see how that goes. She can take a knockdown, because she is one of the sort of top five, isn't she? Or top three, isn't she? Sort of YouTubers?
I mean, how old are you, Tom? Sorry.
40.
Right, you're really showing your age there, mate, because I think she was the top dog probably about 4 or 5 years ago.
So has she sort of gone? Is it like pop music? Do they just disappear?
Oh, 100%, mate. Really? This is a conveyor belt of just shit, like just churning around. And I can say that because I'm very much on that conveyor belt. But she was very much at the top, her and her boyfriend Alfie Days, and now they've kind of just sort of mellowed out a lot now, and we have different people at the top.
So it was all going well for Zoella until the advent calendar, is what you're saying?
No comment. No.
I love it.
No comment.
Okay, all right. Now look, January 2018, early 2018, a whole new year. Jack, the career is kicking off. You are living the dream.
Yep.
You are on the conveyor belt of shit that is YouTubery. glorious YouTubery. And you decide to take up darts, by the looks of things. You buy some steel tip darts along with some Harrow's Retina dart flights. There you go.
Oh, God. I'm really enjoying this podcast. It is a real trip down memory lane.
Yes.
Like, I know I genuinely was a bit nervous, but no, it's fun. I got into the darts because. What date was that? Was that a January I bought
right
that?
Right at the beginning of the year. It's almost like some people go to the gym, some people take up running because they want to get fit, and you decide to take up beer drinking and darts.
100%, mate. Sum me up well there, because I think in December they have the darts championships at Ali Pali, don't they? And everyone goes down and it's a big piss up. I think I must have gone in 2017 and then I really got into it. So I said in the new year, I'm going to start playing. And I tell you what, I still do play. I have a little dartboard in my living room and I play it pretty much daily, throw a few darts at it. And I'm actually not too bad now, mate. So,
okay, yeah, all right. Well, that's
that would have been the birth of that.
Yeah, 16th of January 2018. Oh, there you go. You bought the Winmao Diamond Plus dartboard. How much do you reckon you spent on that? Come on, how much is a dartboard?
I reckon it must have been about 30 quid.
$24.98. Well done.
Bargain. And that's why we love Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. Thank you, Jeffrey. Don't worry about the tax thing. That's on us. Okay, good. So Jack Dean playing darts and buying a lot of microphones, March 2018.
Oh, was I? That was for a series, retired series.
What would you mean a series? A YouTube series?
Yep. Did a series at home called Clickbait. A little bit of backstory behind that. I wanted a set. I wanted to like step it up a gear. So I went and spoke to this neon sign specialist who came and designed a wall in my house. And it cost 1,500 quid for this neon sign. One of the most expensive things I'd ever bought. And we did 6 episodes of it and binned the series off. So that was a complete waste of money. And I still have those 2 microphones probably sat on that same table in that room that I don't go in.
Terrible. This is the disposable nature of a creative career. You have to build your Everest, climb it, and then put it in a bin. That's what we do.
100%. Nail on head.
It's absolutely brilliant. I love it. Oh, look at this. Come on. $14.99. 18th of December 2018. This is Christmas shopping at its best. New Blossom Mouse Crochet Kit.
I had a feeling this was going to happen. That's Fiona on my account, I can assure you.
Oh, yeah, sure. So does she like crocheting mice? She likes to, you know...
She does, mate. She does these little things. I don't know if I'm going to absolutely butcher the description of what this is, but it's like, I think she calls it felting, and it's like stabbing the same bit of felt with a needle so many times to make like a kind of... animal, I guess. Like I'm sat here now, I'm kind of looking at this little koala thing she's made me. Koalas are my favorite animals. Uh-huh. And she made it for our 3-year anniversary, so it's got a 3 on its back. And I think it's she's only 25, but you would think she's about 80 with these kind of hobbies. But no, it's very cute, and she's obviously been on my account there, so I will be having words.
I love that though. I like the description of it. You've given it a really weirdly violent description. Stabbing felt. What's she up to? She's called crochet, mate. No, it's stabbing felt. Why? Because she's angry. She's never going to live up to the whiteboard. Oh, awful.
Oh dear.
Stabbing
felt. Stabbing felt.
Okay, all right. But tell you what though, I do like anyone who's young, like you guys are, 25, but still shows signs of being 80. That for me, slippers in front of the fire reading a book when I was 20 years old. That's my jam, man. That's how we want to be.
Oh, before your time. I mean, is darts, is playing darts at home, is that a bit of an old thing or not?
I think it is
really?
A bit. Yeah, we can go with that. Yeah, why not? Yeah, I think it really is. It's it's soothing, isn't it, darts? It's very hypnotic.
Yeah, 100%. I think you're talking a bit things that make me seem a bit older. I'm a sucker for a bubble bath with candles, and I will... often have that. And when I speak to my mates and I'm like, oh, how often do you have a bath? And they're like, no, we just have a shower in the morning, mate. I'm like, oh, okay. Because I literally have a bath every day. So
do you have a bath a day?
Yeah, if I'm in Norwich, if I'm at home, then yeah, certainly I'll jump in the bath and have about an hour in there. I just feel like it's a wasted day if you don't have a bath.
That's my headline to take from this episode.
Is it really?
I love it. I absolutely love that. I had my first bath in weeks the other day because I had a bad back, so I thought I'd go and, it's a proper old man chat, this. And, yeah. Oh, God, I had a lovely time. The only problem is I've got a very small bath, Jack, and I too am 6'3". And the bath is about half the length of me, so I have to sort of park my bot next to the taps. And then my legs just go straight up the wall.
Right, yeah, I feel you. It's nice, isn't it? And I don't know why people like reserve it just for like and use it sparingly, like a luxury. Like if it's in your house, have one every day. Why not? I encourage and implore more people out there, all of the listeners, to have a bath today. Treat yourself.
Cut to a week's time, and the news is there are water shortages across Great Britain today because some fucking YouTuber has made baths cool again. Unbelievable.
And then I'll be even lower on the conveyor belt of shit.
Unbelievable. He's not a YouTuber, he's a YouTuber. Unbelievable.
Oh, I like it a lot.
Come on, there you go. It's a spin-off. Now, look at this. Here we go. We have got February 2019, I love these, the Grenade Carb Killer Peanut Nutter high protein bars. They're good, but you'll never shit again.
Yeah, true. That was that. I think I bought a lot of them in one go, and it's just one of these things, mate, like a gym membership. It's like you buy them with the best intentions. And again, much like my Post Malone picture, I will send you a picture after this of how many boxes of these I have in my cupboard that are untouched, pretty much, where I haven't. I've gone into it with the best intentions of changing my life around and eating healthy and only snacking on these grenade bars. And nope. Just still free deliveries a day.
That's so true.
Horrible.
But we see this again and again on this podcast, and it's something that I enjoy because I think everyone feels that. Everyone does that. There's something about the instant click of Amazon that makes you think, while sitting on the sofa eating a Deliveroo, you think, no more of this. I'm going to, one just thumb, while you're, shoveling a burger into your face with the other hand, I'm just going to get some of these protein bars and fix my life. And I'm not. I'm going to leave them in a cupboard for the next year.
Yeah. I think it's because also, even though how swift Amazon is, it's not that you know really they're not going to come for a day or two. Mm. So you're like, it's that prime diet starts tomorrow, gym starts tomorrow type thing. But tomorrow never comes.
This is so profound.
Yeah, I know.
Delivery today, new life starts tomorrow. Oh, but it doesn't.
I might write that in italics on my whiteboard. Look at that.
If I make it, if I rise to the status of a whiteboard thing from you, Jack, I will be truly touched. That is better than an MBE, my friend. That
can go on the CV for sure.
That is what I want. My mateboard. And we've arrived in 2020, aka this year. So 55 orders over the year, Jack.
Oh God, I know what's coming.
Oh really? Okay. Is there anything you want to fess up to before I just find it? I mean, would you rather I discovered the turd in your drawer, or do you want to tell me about the turd in your drawer?
I reckon you'll find it. Okay. But I mean, if you don't find it, I'll fess up, but I think you will.
Oh, this is extremely exciting. Mm-hmm. Look, okay, so straight away, March 2020, someone's bought a wall planner. Hello.
Oh, right, the
whiteboard's getting a bit jealous because you're cheating on the whiteboard now, Jack.
New year, new me.
There you go. Very nice. So forget darts, put them down. High quality stainless steel restaurant serving dish, one of the, lifting up, sir, your dinner is here.
Oh, is that a cloche?
Yes.
I think they call it
cloche.
Yeah. That was because we had a YouTuber on the podcast who's a food reviewer. He's called Blue Van Man.
Oh, yeah.
Very funny guy. He's just a very large lad, I don't think you'll mind me saying, from Leicester. And he sits in his blue work van and he eats shit food every single day and just reviews it. So we had him coming on the show, and I wanted to make it. I thought the funny thing there would be to put the worst kind of fast food burgers we can and present them lovely under a cloche.
Amazing. So, amazing.
That's the backstory behind that.
So what's he called? Blue Van Man?
Blue Van Man. Okay. Yeah. He was discovered by a very popular YouTuber called The True Geordie, who also does podcasts. And True Geordie kind of took Blue Van Man as his Carl Pilkington, if you will, and kind of threw him into the limelight. So Blue Van Man's just a dad from Leicester, just a big fat lad from Leicester. And he's got a little bit of YouTube fame under his belt now. Bless him.
I love that.
Shout out to Dave. Shout out to Dave.
Okay. Okay. Good. Yeah. Good. No. Hi, Dave. All right. Well, so, still just having a little browse through, because now you've got me excited about what is available, what might be out there to embarrass you. Mm. I'm just looking through all of 2020. Let's see. How has your lockdown been? How was your lockdown in 2020? What did you get up to? Anything you want to tell me?
I think I know what you're alluding to. I'll say it before you. 90 Day Fiancé.
What's 90 Day Fiancé all about? And there's a lot of 90 Day Fiancé.
It's the biggest piece of trash television I think I've ever seen. It's on some American network, hence why I have to buy it through Amazon. And it's just, I mean, you may have you seen it yourself, Tom, this show or not?
No, I've never heard of it in my life. Using a unique fiancé visa, these couples must marry before their visas expire or their foreign mate must immediately return to their country. Is this an actual show?
Yeah, this is an actual show, mate. And if you're, I reckon you could have potentially seen the memes of this. If you when you get a chance, or if you're on now, search Big Ed into YouTube and see if you recognise that man, because he was massive in kind of like meme culture across Twitter and YouTube. Do you recognise him or not?
Yes. Big Ed, yes.
He put mayonnaise in his hair to try and keep him looking young, and he was just split opinion, he did. But so I made a YouTube video on him, just like a comedy video, me and my mate watching 90 Day Fiancé, and I really got into it, and then I became everything that I hate in the matter of like 90 minutes. So I went and bought the entire box set, and I watched the whole thing, everyone's story. I followed every single narrative. My partner Fiona, she's not. I don't want to bracket all women in the same group, because obviously they vary.
They do, but yes, as we all do, of course. Yeah, famously, but people are different. Turns out the wisdom.
But every girlfriend I've had, and I've not had a lot. I've had two or three, but they've always been into kind of reality TV. I'm talking like TOWIE and stuff like that. Fiona's very much the opposite. So in this relationship, from what I've experienced in the past, the roles are very much reversed. It was me in lockdown watching 90 Day Fiancé, really getting into it. Like, I cannot believe what Big Ed has just said to Rose. Like, it's drama. And Fiona would come into the room and not give a shit and tell me to do some work. But, so that was how. Was that my lockdown went.
But these are genuinely people trying to find love in order to help with their visa application.
Yeah. So obviously Big Ed, bless his heart. Like, he's gone over to, I can't remember where Rose is from. He goes over there and it's very clear that she wants a visa, but he's in love with her. So it's like just trying to see how those two worlds collide, because obviously you'd imagine it's going to end in tears. And yeah. I sign me up. That's like junk food for the brain.
Yes. Yeah. And look at the names of the episodes as well. Baby Be Mine, Our Lips Are Sealed, Can't Buy Me Love, Stranger in a Strange Land. Jesus, Jack. You're coming out of this really badly. Really badly. Just FYI.
It's a new low, I will admit. It's a new low.
I love it. And it just keeps dripping on all year. As I'm trying to browse through the things you've been buying, every now and again a new episode pops up. Cuts both ways. All right, Jack, put it down, for God's sake.
This is the thing, like, I got onto it fairly late, so I had about 10 episodes to binge. Yeah. And I binged it in like a week or so. And then I needed the other episodes, but they were only being released every 2 weeks. They were being like drip fed. So I then had to literally wait for the Friday night to purchase it. So that's probably another embarrassing thing. You'll see that they were all purchased on kind of Fridays.
Oh my God. Lockdown life has been so cruel to you. I love it.
It's just such a weird world, isn't it? It's such a weird world.
It is a weird world, but especially weird, I found, if you're already weird. That's the problem.
There we go. 100%.
All right, good. What else have we got here as we cruise through Jack's 2020? Bulk powders, some natural roasted peanut butter tub.
Ooh, lovely. Ooh.
A kilogram of that stuff there.
Yeah, just trying to be healthy and failing miserably, as always.
You bought 2 kilograms on the same day.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Did I? Yeah. I think because we go through peanut butter like it's water, basically. And I think my partner got some for her. Mum and dad as well.
I sort of had the image that your partner had her own tub. You had like a his and hers tub of you just sitting on the sofa watching trash TV on Amazon Prime.
Just, I wouldn't put it past us, though.
Fingering peanut butter into your faces.
I would not put it past us.
Here we go. This is a good one. 15th of June, 2020. And they say that, you know, there's one of the big myths, or maybe it's a truth about YouTubers, is that they're all multi-millionaires. Mm. And maybe this doesn't help with you trying to deny that, because you've bought the money gun cash cannon shoot gun cash gun for party. Essentially, this, well, it looks like a gun, but you put money into it and it fires cash at people.
Yep. I can confirm I am not a millionaire. I'm not even close. And this gun came with fake money, fake notes. We were taking the piss out of a YouTuber that flexes their real money all the time. So I had to buy a money gun, and we used it for a music video. So
nice.
Rice Gum, shout out to Rice Gum. Absolute twat of a person. my opinion, not the opinion of the podcast, I must say. And so that was for that.
I've enjoyed this so much, Jack, but one of the things I like is the sort of, there's a frankness and an honesty about talking about other YouTubers, which when TV presenters or comedians, certainly as a comedian myself, we never slag off other comedians publicly. It's just not the done thing. But YouTubers are much more like, yeah, he's a twat of a person, not the opinion of this podcast, but their factual opinion nonetheless. But it's so freeing, and this part, but there's a serious point here, which is that you guys are free to do what you want to do, and you can say these things.
Yeah, I mean, some of us can. Like, some of us are more family friendly, where they won't say anything. But like, because my whole thing, when I was younger, I hold my hands up now. Like, I was that twat. Like, I was just the guy that just thought it'd be funny just to like slag off anyone like for doing very little wrong. Whereas now, as I've grown up and I've matured and I've met a lot of the YouTubers from doing my podcast and whatnot, my main thing, and testament to my girlfriend, she very much drummed this in, is like, I will never, in order for me to call someone out now or to take the piss out of someone, they need to have genuinely done something wrong and like actually like something that I can back to the hills. Like, so that's that. I feel a lot more comfortable when I call someone a twat now, because I know they actually are a twat and they haven't just said an opinion that I disagree with.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
If that makes sense. So, yeah. Like, I won't go into it, but Rice Gum is just not a nice person, mate. So that's why we bought.
I think it's one of my most pleasing things about getting older is that your twat radar just gets better and better and better.
Yeah, for sure. But then I think as your twat radar gets better, I'm finding that I'm mellowing out more. So I'm 27 now, soon to be 28, and I'm mellowing out. So I get emails all the time. For example, Kylie Jenner has just released the $300 advent calendar. So all my audience are like, Jack, get on this, because you did Zoella, like, get on this one. Yeah. And not only would it just be the same joke again, like, I'm a bit like, I can't really be bothered. Like, it's easier to do my podcast. Yeah. So I find that I'm mellowing out a lot more. What did you say?
Yeah.
Is that the same with you? Do you mellow out?
I do. And I worry that mellowing out is a sign that I'm slowly giving up. That's...
I think I gave up the moment I bought the box set of 90 Day Fiancé.
There you go. That was it. That was your cry for help. Oh, fuck it. I'm going to watch really dark reality TV. I do mellow out. And also you disengage with stuff. It's quite nice, because you just build your world around you. And you've done this. You've got your tribe, you know, 1.3 million followers. You've got your gang. You've got your group. And you just start to think, I don't care about what other people are up to. And if I don't like it, I'm going to call that out.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Nice feeling. 100%, it's a nice feeling. It's like, because who cares? Mm. Who cares? Nothing. It doesn't matter. None of what we do matters.
Matters. Oh. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It's people often say, like, Jack, like, are you love drama? And I like, the thing is, I don't particularly care. A lot of YouTubers have other YouTuber friends. My friends are just real people that can, like, keep me from being a twat, basically. But when people call me out and say, like, Jack, do you love drama? It's like, no, but you've got to remember that all these different YouTube personalities and stuff, we are kind of like a reality show. Like, people have their favorite ones, their least favorite ones and stuff. So the more we interact and the more, it's like an entertainment show. Like, people can call me out all day long. I think it's a bit of fun. Yeah. Like, it's just, let's not take it too serious. Absolutely. At the end of the day, we're all going around on this conveyor belt of shit. So we may as well, like.
You have such a good attitude towards the whole thing. Cause it's like, you're being honest, you're being real, knowing full well that the world is not real. This world that you're in is not real.
Exactly.
Talking about reality shows. Did you do Big Brother?
I did a week in the Big Brother house I never knew they did this, right? This was what, years ago, before the YouTube channel did anything. But I applied to the show the traditional way, and I went in the house, and I thought that I was going into the normal Big Brother, and it was the normal house, but I didn't realize they did a guinea pig week before the actual week. So they put me in. Thank God I didn't go in, because I would not have wanted that on my CV. No offense to people that have been in Big Brother, of course, but it's just not for me. But as I turned up on the day, they put me in a hotel for a week, took my phone off me and whatnot. And then on the Friday morning, we're at Elstree Studios where they film, or they at least they used to. And the guy was like, right, you're going in the house now. So I turned up. I was like, surely they usually do this on Friday nights. I'm sure they do this on Friday nights.
Where's Davina? Davina?
Yeah. And it was Friday morning, and I walked up the stairs, and there was no one there. I walked up to the door with a big eye. The eye opens, and there's just like this guy just knelt down, just hammering in the set. And he goes, all right, mate. And I'm like, okay, I don't think I'm on the show. But I got to experience it and live it for a week and not have... And not be cancelled for it. So I think I got the best of both worlds, really.
But it's a dry run. It's a practice. It's a sign that you are going to do fame, but in a different weird way.
Maybe, mate. But again, mate, like, obviously I applied to that. So that was my intentions back then. So I can't now slag off anyone that does Big Brother. That's completely up to you. But I am very, very grateful that my week in there wasn't broadcast and it was just a tester.
Yeah.
Very grateful.
Yeah. Do you think there are still tapes somewhere though, Jack? Do you think they're still there?
Well, this is the thing, yeah, because I thought, like, oh, we're obviously in here to test, like, how sharp the corners of the tables are and, like, fire drills and stuff like that.
Like, literally crash test dummies.
Yeah, but pretty much.
Put us in a skip afterwards.
But I cut my leg on one of the tables at one point, so I had to go and tell them. And then when I watched the show back in the summer with the real contestants, they had little rubber things on the end of the table. So,
oh my God.
So that's like, yeah, so little things like that. But well, what's your question? I forgot. I've completely gone blank now.
Have they got the tapes, you reckon? Do you think they still got the tapes?
Oh, yeah, the tapes. Yeah. So some guy messaged me, and he emailed me as soon as I left, and he was like, Jack, like, I shouldn't do this, so don't publish this anywhere. I'll lose my job. But I've cut together your best bits. I'm a fan of the YouTube videos. So I have, and he since left, so I can share them now. Yeah. But I have posted it before, like my week in the house, and you can see me drinking cow piss as part of the task and all of these little things that I had to do. And I think that baffled the audience just as much as it baffled me, because everyone was like, this is Jack, mate, in Big Brother, but we never saw it. And the way he's clipped it together, he even got a voiceover done and stuff. So.
Nice. Okay. Wow. Okay, I'll keep an eye out for that one. All right, listen, Jack, mate, this has been such a pleasure talking to you today. We've got one more item, right? The last item, which sort of sums you up, really, in a way. I mean, it's just the randomness of it. It's a tartan beret.
I knew you were going to pick on this.
It's a tartan beret. There's no way around it. You know, I could try and do some sort of neat metaphor for how this is you and what we've learned about you, but fuck it. It's a tartan beret. 5th of September 2020. Why?
That's it does sum me up, actually, probably more than any other item on there, because there was a YouTuber recently gone very, very viral. He calls himself a comedian. I beg to differ. If anyone out there listening that knows me will certainly know who I'm referring to right now. But his spiel online... If I tell you this, I think you'll get it in a nutshell. Yeah. He's an Instagram comedian. You know what I mean?
Sorry, right, I'm talking. I just need to clean this up.
Yeah.
Oh God, just to wipe that down. Oh, it's in my beard. Oh dear.
So he's an Instagram comedian, and he does these Facebook viral videos where he goes into like corner shops and bookies, and he plays this character as the angry Scotsman. So he wears that wig. And he just does the accent, and he's just like, where's my scratch card? I want a scratch card. I can't do the accent, obviously. Okay. And there's just like the camera guy's putting on this fake laugh, and it's just absolutely shite. Anyway, he went to a YouTube event in the summer. It was a big, people will be screaming at their computers or their phones right now. They'll know exactly what I mean. He went to this, a big YouTube football event in the summer. This was big news. He played against a comedian called Stephen Tries. Do you know, are you familiar with Stephen Tries?
No, I'm not. No, tell me more.
He,
He does stand up. Did the whole circuit, stand up circuit and whatnot. Proper good comedian. Very, very funny lad. He is, however, about 5'8" and he has got the face of a 12-year-old. And this comedian, this Instagram comedian, threatened to stab him, physically stab him, over a football game, a charity football game for kids. He's a terrible, he's a piece of work, really. So me and my friend Alfie, we bought a couple of Scottish wigs and we made a whole music video kind of mocking him and what he's about, which is kind of sums up what I was saying about still very much in the business of taking the piss out of people, but only truly, truly when they're bastards.
So good. It's an important job, mate. You are like the taking the piss police of YouTube. Long may you reign, my friend.
Thank you, mate. Thank you.
Absolutely vital work that you do. Jack, you are an absolute legend. And you know what? You said earlier on you're Ginger, 6'3", 1.3 million followers. I'm Ginger. Mm-hmm. I'm 6'3". Mm-hmm. I have one point. No, we're so nearly like ships passing in the night. It's been such a pleasure talking to you and catching up. And thank you so much for doing My Mate Bought a Toaster. And you know what? It's all about the whiteboard, isn't it? It's all about the whiteboard.
It's all about the whiteboard, mate. Look out for my autobiography, White and Bored, because obviously you do have a stake in it.
Bloody do,
so,
yeah.
Look out for that.
I'll be hawking that on here. Tell us about your podcast as well. That is a fantastic listen as well.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, Jack Mate's Happy Hour podcast, Spotify exclusive with some highlight clips going out on YouTube. It's just me and my co-host Stevie White talking about YouTubers like I have done sparing like on here from time to time. And it's just all the stuff in life that's not too important.
Yes.
And we just take the piss out of it.
That's what we need.
So there we go.
Brilliant. Love it. Jack, thank you so much. What a pleasure.
Cheers, mate. Thank you. Good luck with the future reps. I'll definitely be tuning in to see if you manage to mug the people off like you've done with me. Right
there you go, our first ever YouTuber on My Mate Bought a Toaster. What a top guy. He's funny, lovely, honest, all the three most important qualities for a guest on this show. That's what you need to be when you let an idiot like me have a rifle through your Amazon purchase history. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Do give us a rate and a review over on your podcast platform. Give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at ToasterPod. I'll be back soon. Cheers, bye. Oh, hello you. My name's Tom Price.
Hello, I'm Dave Cribb.
You should come and join us. Every day we do a podcast called Cabin Fever, where we talk to loads of comedians who've had to cancel everything else in their lives, so they come on our podcast instead, don't they, Dave?
Yeah, it's an isolation podcast.
Dave, were you yawning at the start of that sentence then? Was it just a little yawn?
Yeah, it's basically the Great Big Owl isolation podcast. We'll have people on from all our podcasts, from your Rule of Threes, your Brian and Rogers, your Musicals, your Bitchins. If you like any of our podcasts, if you like any of those people, chances are they'll be logging onto the Zoom call and just chatting, because let's face it, they got nothing else to do.
Also, there'll be a quiz on the bill. All right, see you soon. Lots of love. Cabin FE 83709. Oh, that's our Twitter name.